Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
906, sun shines. We're already at 75 degrees. Gonna be a hot one. Take care if you're out there. Well, our Thursday talk around continues. Always great to talk with Tom and Kathy in the Morning Zoo again. Lots of things going on for Blue Goose Days this weekend, but we're going to switch gears from Blue Goose to Good Neighbors. Matt Frederick from, State Farm, like a good neighbor. Matt Frederick's there.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
How you doing?
Great.
Good.
Sun
good.
Is shining. Beautiful out.
And business is good? You're doing well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Love helping people out.
And, that's kind of what we're talking about here, too. And for folks that don't know, if you've got a good neighbor, if you've got somebody doing some good work, extra special things, then you can go to our website and you can nominate them. And then every Thursday, you're going to be in here to tell us about this, Matt.
Yeah, we started this about a week ago, and we had about 10 nominations. It was really fun to read through them. There's a lot of positivity, a lot of great things in the community. People are helping each other out, which is what we wanted to recognize.
Well, and we need that now more than ever, too. So I'm just going to let you go ahead. What have you got there? What have you found for us?
So the winner this week, Kaylee Bakken, nominated her neighbor, Kurt Mund, to win this week. And this is what Kaylee had to say about Kurt. Kurt mows our yard when he knows we are busy with work, snow blows our driveway if it snows during the day, does the snow for an elderly neighbor as well. He helped a few of us cut down trees when we had tree damage due to the winds last summer. These are just a few of the small acts of kindness he has shown us. He is always going above and beyond his neighbor duties to help the neighbors out and make our block look great.
Boy, like a good neighbor, Kurt Mund. And
yes.
Knowing Kurt, that's just the stuff that that they're seeing. I'm sure he's probably doing more behind the scenes than that.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So, Kaylee, thank you so much for nominating Kurt. It was great to read everything that he's doing to help you out and the neighborhood. And we'll be reaching out to Kurt and connecting with him and see what restaurant he wants a gift card to.
Boy, he'll enjoy that, let me tell you. Boy, what a great thing here, Matt. And I know we've done this in the past. How did this idea come about? How did you and Amanda think of this?
Yeah, it started, we did it 2 years ago, and at that time we felt like there was too much negativity in the news and social media,
and we
just wanted to recognize the good, because we know there's so much good going on. And so now, 2 years later, there's even more negativity, so we decided we need to emphasize the positivity and just recognize the people that are going above and beyond in our area.
Well, and we thank you too for doing this too and bringing a bright spot in, because like I said, now more than ever we need stuff like this. Matt, again, thanks for stopping in. And anybody else, get to our website and nominate your good neighbor, and Matt will see you and Amanda next week.
Sounds good. We'll be here. Thank you.
All right. It's 910 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.